Father in heaven, we thank you for your loving kindness. Loving kindness that is renewed every morning. Lord, we thank you, Lord. And your faithfulness every night. We are so glad. I am glad. What is this? Let us go into the house of the Lord. We know the house of the Lord for this age is the gathering of the brethren. So we thank you, Lord, for bringing us joyfully to come and worship, having fellowship one with another, having fellowship with you individually. Lord, we just want to bless you and glorify you. Thank you, Father, for loving us. I have reached your word tonight, Lord. Bless the reading thereof, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus. And give us his blessing that shall never be taken away from us. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So, eventually we gave us the book of Revelation that we began about, I believe it was a couple of weeks ago. Praise the Lord. Now, we are doing this thing because God is adding to us a new generation. I know we have all the old timers here. Amen?
Amen.
But God's word is ever new. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, that's why we go through these books like we did the book of Daniel and so forth. So the first one we had was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we just had a kind of introduction, you know, to it. And so tonight, by God's grace, we just go through the first chapter of the book of Revelation, and you know, and see what the Lord will do with us. So let us turn the Bible to the book of Revelation, chapter 1. I begin from the very, very first verse. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. So Bible says he signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Well, the question we will ask ourselves is this. So who is this angel? Which angel is this that the Lord signifies this thing by? Well, the answer is simple. The Bible does not tell us who this angel is, but we can get an inference from the Bible who he might be. Praise the Lord. You know, always let the Bible interpret itself. Praise the Lord. All the time, let the Bible interpret itself. So let's see who this angel is. And let's go to the book of the same book of Revelation at the end of it. So, and we know that this angel is a prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, I didn't say the Bible says this angel is a prophet. That's all we know. 22nd chapter of Revelation, verse 8. So we just at the end of the book right here, you know. So to find out who this angel that the Lord sent to signify is a prophet. Bible says so. So verse 8. And I, John, saw this thing and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Praise the Lord. Now, what happened next verse? Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophet. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible interpreting itself right here. So don't worship me. Just of your faith about the prophets. And of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The angel thing we don't know, but we know it's a prophet. For what the Bible interpreting itself right here. So verse 2. Who bear the record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Now, you all know that when we begin this series, that John, the divine and so forth, his background by the Holy Spirit, he authored the book of John, the Gospel of John, and 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. See? And that one he wrote by divine inspiration as an apostle. Amen?
Yes.
But this book, it was only a scribe. Amen? And it was dictated to him. Praise the Lord. And this book has a prophetic tone to it, quite like on the gospel which and the epistle which, you know, he penned, but it was divinely inspired. So we know that one. So we see here, you know, the book of prophecy that God, you know, revealing to his church I am our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. That's why I like this book. I want to come there, even on my own, many, many times. Say, praise the Lord. Just even reading it. Blessed is he that readeth, and that hear the words of this prophecy, book of prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So now, as we go through these verses, we just can put some annotations here, and let the Bible just continue to explain itself. So, for the time is at hand. What time is that? Well, according to the time, it is the time of the complete revelation of Jesus Christ to his church. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That is the time, the complete revelation of Jesus Christ to his church. You know, revelation is progressive, amen? Beginning from Adam and throughout the ages, God begins to unveil himself, until we get to this book and so forth. We get a complete revelation, if you are, of the Lord Jesus Christ, not to the world, to his church. See? So that is the time he's talking about now. So, complete revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ to his church. As we know, it's a book of prophecy that God gave us by his angel, like we read, written by Brother John the Divine. Verse 4. And John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Before I forget, I want to say seven spirits. Does it mean that God has seven spirits? Amen. Bible says God is a spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, but seven spirits means that seven manifestations of the same one spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
You have to let the Bible interpret itself. John chapter 4 says God is a spirit, not spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, Bible interprets itself like that. So, it means seven manifestations, you know, of the same one spirit of God. So, we see. Which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The original of that word wash means loose. We were loose from our sins, amen? Praise the Lord. So, Bible says, cast yourself dead unto sins, praise the Lord, and alive unto God. That is the true Christian. Praise the Lord Jesus. See? So, in his own blood. And has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And the Bible says, I put amen there. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 7 says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. I will say, even so, amen. So he cometh with clouds. Many Christians confuse the different comings of the Lord and so forth. You know, there are different comings of the Lord. But I can say that now, I will come to it. So, but he said he cometh in the clouds, right? So, now, last time we began this series, we said that this book of Revelation, it unfolds all the things in the Old Testament and harmonizes the prophecies. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And let's begin to see it now. You know, so here it just harmonizes the complete revelation of Jesus Christ, if you will. So now, this cloud that you're talking about here is not just ordinary cloud, not the rain cloud. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, let's get the Bible for it. So as we go through this chapter tonight, I'm going to see how it puts together all the things in the Bible and so forth. Matthew 17, we all know about the matter of transfiguration, right? And the Bible said in the first verse of Matthew 17, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up unto a high mountain apart. I won't read the whole thing. The Bible says, and he was transfigured before them. Praise the Lord. And in that scenario, and the Bible says, there appear unto them, you know, Moses and Elijah. And Brother Peter begins to say, oh Lord, it is good that you are here. Let us make 3 tabernacles. One for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Bible says in verse 5, while he yet spake this thing, talking about the cloud now, say it's not an ordinary cloud here. While he yet spake, Behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. He put a bright cloud. Praise the Lord. A bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud. That kind of cloud of rain. Amen. Praise the Lord. That supernatural cloud and so forth. Which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And just even talk about the cloud again in Acts 1, during the ascension. In Acts chapter 1, verse 9. See, the supernatural cloud and so forth. And when he had spoken these things, Acts 1, 9. While they beheld, he was taken up. And a cloud, the same thing, a cloud received him out of their sight. Praise the Lord. Pray together all the truth of the Bible and so forth. Let's keep on going now. Bible says, and every eye shall see him. And many Christians confuse the comings of the Lord and so forth. That was his first coming to redeem his church. He's coming again in the rapture. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the rapture, not all eyes will see him. Praise the Lord. That should be a secret cast away. I won't dwell too much on that one. But let us now make sure that this one is not the rapture. Where it says, all eyes shall see him. So, and let's get one Old Testament. You see now, you know, it unfolds the Old Testament and harmonizes everything. Book of Revelation, amen. Praise the Lord. So let's make sure that it's not the rapture, because, you know, we know that, you know, but Zechariah 12. See? And, you know, so Bible says, you know, every eye shall see him, right? And they also which pierced them, right? Zechariah 12, the ninth verse. So, and it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy the nations that come against Jerusalem. The rapture has been done gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is bitterness for his firstborn. So at this time of time, the bride is in a special situation with the bridegroom. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So that's not the rapture. I won't go further than that because we don't have plenty of time. We just go as we are going and so on. So let's go to what we are, not the rapture, revealing of himself to that Jewish people and so on. You know, that's what is happening there. You know, remember Joseph in Egypt and his Gentile bride. Praise the Lord. When the brethren came to see him, finally, you know, it's a type of Christ in many, many instances. Praise God. When he revealed himself to his brethren, where was the Gentile wife? She was being put away. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, see, okay, Revelation 1:8. Let's go on. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. See? Like we are saying, this is the supreme deity, you know, of Christ to his church, revealing his supreme deity to the church. Amen? As I know, where today, people that are making denomination and so forth, so-called religious people, they make him a prophet and so on like that. But we know that he is more than a prophet. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Some try to make him three gods, but we know there are no three gods. Amen. Christ is that one God that lived in three offices and three manifestations. Amen. Amen. So he says, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. That is the revelation of the threefold office of his being, as we know. So you see, in the Greek, in which the New Testament is written in Greek, right? Say, I am Alpha and Omega. That is the beginning and the end. In English, the A to Z is everything, amen? Amen. In him does all things consist, amen? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So, from A to Z, he is him. There is no other God in between and so forth in there. He is the only one and so forth. Now, you see, now when you say, I am, you know, I am Alpha. Let's go and see that I am in some other places of this same one eternal God. Even Solomon caught him by divine revelation. Songs of Solomon 2:1. I am, he wrote, the rose of Sharon. and the lily of the valley. Amen?
Amen.
Talking of the same Christ. We always say, if you want to read this Bible, you will see him, the Lord Jesus, in almost every page of this Bible. Amen?
Amen.
It's all about him. Praise the Lord. So Solomon writing, you see, it's a love letter and so forth. Yes, to the church and so forth. They have double and triple fulfillment, but we know they are. Say, I am one of his names, the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. Even in Revelation 22, verse 16, the same Jesus. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. And here it goes, I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. Amen. Can you see the diversification, different manifestation and so forth? How can he be the root and the center, the offspring of David? Amen. But he is. In fact, the Pharisees ask him. Let's go to Matthew 22. They ask him. They caught him. Matthew 22, verse 41. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They say unto him, the son of David. See? That's all they know. He said unto them, how then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. Asking them questions. Now, if you think he's son of David, yeah, you know, in a sense. If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? And he, no, when they hear that, they all kept quiet. And no man was able to answer him. Amen? A word. Neither does any man from that day on forth ask him any more questions. What he was quoting in Psalm 110, I won't go there. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
David writing in Psalm 110 by divine inspiration and so forth, the Lord now begins to unfold the mysteries. Amen? Yes, in the sense the son of David, but look, in the real sense, I mean, you know, he's the Lord God Almighty. He made David and so forth. He came through him to redeem us. Praise the Lord. Now, he is the Father, he is the Son, and he is the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Three offices, the same one personality. Let's see 1 Timothy 3. This I am God. I am that I am God and so forth. Anyway, 1 Timothy 3, verse 16. And without controversy, where are there controversies today? Why? About who crisis? And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How plain can it be made, you know? And so, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preach unto the Gentiles, believe on in the world, and receive up into glory. Show me another thing that fit all this description. I'm talking of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So Christ is God. Amen?
Amen.
The supreme revelation of the ages. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The revelation can make what they make out of it, they are tribulation saints, said the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Those who are saying they are three gods and they are in the churches and so on, they are truly tribulation saints, unless they repent, said the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Only the Antichrist spirit will make three gods and make Christ any one less than God Almighty. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, he's not a third person of so-called Trinity. Amen?
Amen?
Not just a prophet. Amen?
Amen?
But God himself, as the Bible says, made manifest in human form. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Yes, I know by the book of Revelation, what is he revealing? He's revealing Christ. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, you know, revealing Christ and so forth, what will happen? 2 Corinthians 5:19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Just going through different scriptures. Colossians 2:9. See? This our Lord Jesus Christ, being the Almighty God. The Bible says, for in him, meaning Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen? All the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in Christ. So, just a digression to just bring all those scriptures in here of the supreme deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I am Alpha and the Omega, I said, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, and so forth. Let's keep on going in Revelation 1, verse 9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the eye that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I won't talk so much about that because the first day, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we talked about how he got to the eye of Patmos and so on, as you know, and what he was doing there on account of the word of God. So we just keep on going here. But the thing is this, companion in tribulation. Let us make sure that here, he wasn't talking about great tribulation, you know? There is tribulation as great tribulation, praise the Lord. So the church does not go through the great tribulation, praise the Lord Jesus. The great tribulation is for the Jews and for the Gentiles that are left behind, amen? Well, their own prophet, Jeremiah 30, their own prophet, even talk about it, and many, many other scriptures, but we won't go there. So this combines is not a great tribulation and so forth. 30 of Jeremiah, 7th verse. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it, amen? 144,000. Revelation 7, praise the Lord. That will be seen at the time of the great tribulation and so forth. Bible says, alas, no, this shall be like that again and so forth, you know. So, anyway, so we see that one in India. Even their own prophet says so and so forth. So, but, so and also we know this one and so on. So, and verse 10 now, we are moving now. Verse 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Many denominational people, like Seventh-day Adventists, they are saying that means on a Sunday. That's not true. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible doesn't call Sunday the Lord's day. That is human-made doctrine. Praise the Lord. The Bible calls Sunday the first day of the week. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So when you say Lord's day here, there's a Lord's day and many, there is so whole of scripture that talk about the Lord's day. It's a day of judgment. It's a time of judgment. Amen. So here, Brother John was transported in the spirit to the Lord's day. In this book and so on, the coming judgment, as we're going to see in how the Bible describes him here, and revealing here, we're going to see it as we go and so forth, you know. So we see. So, and here he's telling us now, for we to receive anything from the Lord, we have to be in the spirit of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is the only way we can receive this revelation from the Lord, to be in the spirit of the Lord. And we are also admonished, you and I today, not only himself, in Romans 8, you know, talking about being in the spirit, right? How to receive anything from the Lord. Romans 8:8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Amen? Even your daily work, you must be in the spirit of the Lord. And but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Amen? Praise the Lord. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. There are many, many scriptures talking about being in the Spirit and so on. Galatians 5, the 16th verse. This I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the laws of the flesh. So anyway, we keep on going in the book of Revelation now. So on the Lord's day, he said, like we said, this wasn't a Sunday. Like the Bible says, in the Bible, the word for Sunday is the first day of the week and so on. So we move on now. So, and verse 11, and you know, say, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. So here is, and it says, I am Alpha and Omega. Again, the first and the last. So, and like I said, this is the greatest of all revelations, the supreme deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must know who he is when we hear his voice. Amen. The bride, when they hear his voice, they know. He said, my sheep, hear my voice. Amen. Praise the Lord. On the day of resurrection, when Mary the Magdalene and so far as know, I think he went there the second time to the sepulchre and thought he saw a gardener. Amen. The Bible says when they called her name, Mary, she knew it was the Lord. Amen. Rabboni, praise the Lord. Amen. The bride knows the voice of the bridegroom. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So we know that one. So you see, so Rabboni and so on, you know, he knew it was the Lord and so forth. So The same voice here that we hear, what the voice that sounded on Mount Sinai, amen? The same Almighty God, praise the name of the Lord. The same voice that sounded on the Mount of Transfiguration and so forth, the same Lord Jesus Christ, the same one, the Lord Jesus. They say, what thou seest, write in a book and sell it to the seven churches and so forth. So the seven churches, like we read, were in Asia, right? But in these churches, they have some characteristics, you know, that they portray, that will repeat in all the history of the church. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Notice that there are many churches in the early church. Even to the Galatians, amen? That was the church in Galatia, right? They didn't call them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But each of these seven churches, because they have some peculiarity that will repeat throughout the church age. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, not even the Corinthians were mentioned here. Praise God. See? Because God knows what was doing. Now, verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Where? And we know in verse 20, those candlesticks, Bible, you know, interprets itself, which thou sawest are the seven churches. Amen. Talking about symbols the first time, right? The Bible interprets those symbols directly by itself, either in the same book or in other scriptures. Praise the Lord. You do not look any other place. They are all in the Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, let's even put this in from Zechariah. The same thing, the same revelation, you know, it blends, it puts together, it unfolds and harmonizes all the scripture, right? This scenario is in Zechariah 4. Let's go to verse 1 of Zechariah 4. No, and I want to read verse 1 or 2 verses. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is awaking out of his sleep. And said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereof. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. We know in the Bible times when they lamp candles like that and so forth, they have wicks, right? That dip into an oil. And usually it's an olive oil. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the olive oil in the Bible always typifies the Holy Spirit, amen. So you see that oil, that Holy Spirit is now giving life to the church, amen. New Testament, praise the Lord. So we see, and those two olive plants are actually your New and Old Testaments. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, and we won't have too much time there. So we see the oil that was filling those candlesticks and so forth. It's like in the church ages, the Spirit of the Living God, you know, and so on, that is keeping the church and so forth. That, you know, next verse 13. So we can just quickly finish here this chapter before we leave tonight. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the path with a golden girdle. Now, if you read carefully, now we talk about John was transported to the Lord's day, right? Meaning judgment, you see? Now, the dressing here, the attire here, seems like a judge, really. Where people in the who are judges, as we see him now, putting the, you know, putting the gas about the path, meaning he put this thing on top of his body, on top part of his body, not in the middle and so on. But let's keep on reading what we see here, confirming that, you know, it's not a Sunday and so on. Anyway, gas about the path with a girdle and so forth. He was not at this time in his priesthood office. He wasn't here and in this position at the kingship office. But as you can see from here, as we read forward, you know, he showed himself as a judge. The attire was like a judge. His appearance here, you know, and we know that one day he will judge the world. In John 5:22, we read, for the Father judgeth no man, but has committed all judgment to the Son. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, but let's see now, let's see how, you know, the remaining dressing of the Lord. Verse 14. His head and his ears were white like wool. Look at the judges of today in England and so forth. What kind of things they are? They wear wigs, right? White, is that right? Praise the Lord. His head, you know, and his ears were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. We can take on all these things. If you count all of those things, that there are 7 attributes and so forth, you know, that was mentioned in there. The 7 things mentioned here represent the 7-fold glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Let's take them one at a time. His head and his ears white as wool, right? Now, does it mean that he was old, isn't it? He is the Ancient of Days, praise the Lord. Now, he is the Eternal One. No, praise the Lord Jesus. He is the Eternal One and so forth. He can never age. Even at the sepulchre, and as an angel and so forth that rolled the stone by the side, well, many things that look, he was eons of years old, amen? Yes, look at like a young man, praise the Lord. How much more the Almighty, praise the Lord. So that you look at, you know, all this, I just seen bald, not all. Not because he was old. What he stands for is his experience, amen? You know, and so if you want to call it experience, you know, manifold wisdom. In fact, the foundation of wisdom and so forth. The all-sufficient one, praise the Lord. Sorry, the all-sufficient one and so on. Let's pick up the book of Daniel. He shows that to them that that's in the book of Daniel, you see.
Okay.
Book of Daniel, like we are saying, even if we put together all the Old Testament, prophecy and Revelation, book of Revelation, Amonasis, everything together and so on, you know. Daniel 7, read quickly, you know. If you remember when we do the Daniel series, we went to read this same thing and so on. Let's see that same picture as we see here. Daniel 7, I'll be quick now. Verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days, here he is, did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool, amen, the same eternal one. His throne was like a fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued, you know. I'll just keep the rest of them and go on now. So, you know, you can read the rest of them. So, how he appeared to Daniel and so on, that place, and so on, the same Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. See? Now, this is a glorified Christ. Today, even many Christians, they still look at the cross and carry crosses around. The shame of the cross. Yes, he faced the cross, you know, Bible says, he endured the shame thereof, amen? But he's risen from the dead, amen? Praise the Lord. Now, as he's talking, I'll be looking at the glorified Christ. What we are seeing here is the Christ we will see when we appear, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So that's what we're going to see when he cut and so on. Now, so let's see. This is the very eye. When he took on human form, that wept, amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Also, seeing weep with those eyes, but now it is different, amen? You can see him in Luke 19. How he went over Jerusalem, amen?
Amen.
The same Almighty Jesus, amen? I won't go in there. Luke 19, Bible says, and when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, amen?
Amen.
His humanity and so forth in there. And of course, in John 11:35, I believe it is, Bible says, when he saw Lazarus died and so forth, and he said, oh, he'll be dead for 3 days. Bible says, he wept, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Show his humanity. But when he said, Lazarus, comfort. That is God Almighty speaking, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Prophet, God, and man. So we see him there. But here, look at his eyes now. How is described and so on. Were as a flame of fire. So, and we know that, I have to speak some of these things. Then let me see. So we see he's standing here as a judge, as he and so on. You know, he's angry now because of the unbeliever who rejected him. 2 Chronicles 16, let's see quickly and see on, you know, these eyes of the Lord and so forth, quickly, you know. Now, 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of this same eye run to and fro the whole world, amen? You know, this same, you know, run to and fro throughout the whole heart to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Amen. That same very eye. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Zechariah 4. So, it's only to the people who rejected him and so on. Zechariah 4:10. It says, for who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the fullness in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Which run to and fro the whole heart. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So you see, the Bible says, ye are my friend. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, he has been judged for us, amen. The bride is not judged. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You can't judge him twice. No. When Moses threw that rock twice, he couldn't get to the promised land, amen. Praise the Lord. See, but he said the rock that followed them was Christ, right? 1 Corinthians 10:4. Praise the Lord. So you can't strike Christ two times. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Anyway, so let me clear finish up here. And his feet like unto fine brass. No? So talking about him as a judge here. What is brass? Brass speaks about divine judgment, amen. That's how you know it's a judge in this place, amen. Praise the Lord. So brass, I can't go to all the scripture, but they speak of of judgment and so forth. Remember the brazen serpent in the wilderness and so on, the serpent and so on, the days of Moses. The serpent represented the sin. Brass was the judgment and so forth. Days of Elijah, the heaven was like brass, right? Judgment, praise the Lord. So brass always but judgment in the Bible. So he appearing here as a judge and so forth, that, So we see that one in here. So and his voice as the sound of many waters. Where? Without controversy, what is that? Where? In the Bible, waters always or all the time represent people, right? You can see that in Revelation 17, verse 15 quickly. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the water sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. So here, when his voice sounds like the voice of many waters, what does that mean? It means the voice of all the ministers of all ages, amen. Praise the Lord. Through the Holy Spirit and so forth, that cry out to the people in every generation and every age, preaching many, many things, like in our age now. That voice preach and reveal to us the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Water baptism, baptism in the Holy Ghost and so forth, and the revelation of who Jesus is and so forth. Can you imagine all those who reject all those revelations want to be in the rapture? I doubt. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
They refuse to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. They refuse all those kind of things. How can you stand? When in Acts 38, he told them, what shall we do? When Brother Peter preached and so forth, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so on. And you reject all those things, want to be the rapture, you have to retake it, amen. Praise the Lord. Just like he gave the Holy Ghost to them that obey him, those in the rapture are those who obey him, amen. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not. For God translated him. Before his translation, he had his testimony that he pleased God, amen. You must obey the word of God to be in the translation. Praise the Lord. So that's the voice you're going to be hearing. The voice of many prophets and so forth, India and so on. That many waters and so on, and people. So now, so we see, let's finish up quickly. Can we go? And he had in his right arm seven stars. And verse 20 explained to us, no special interpretation and so on. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks, which thou seest, are the seven churches. Now, out of his mouth went out a sharp two-edged sword at the mouth of Christ, and a sword out of his mouth. What's that? Praise the Lord. Let the Bible interpret itself. In Hebrews 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. So what is in his mouth is the word of God, amen. Praise the Lord. Just take that chapter and just reading it and so on and just going through. And his countenance was as the sun that shineth in his strength. Again, we can see in Matthew 17, like we read it before, Bible said that verse 2 say he was transfigured before them And his face did shine as the sun. Amen. Praise the Lord. And his raiment as white as light. And as we finish up here in verse 17 of Revelation 1. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Think about it, of the glorified Christ. When he was here, the Christ that brought John laid his head upon his chest, amen? But in the glorified form, when he saw him, fell at his feet, amen?
Amen.
As dead, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is the coming Christ, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, same as it is, you know, as the Bible describes him, verse 19, write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. So, as we finish up in that verse now, so look at this. Now, what is he saying in that verse? Now, the things which are, meaning in the year when this revelation was given, that's 96 AD. So, and also the things which shall be in the future. What is the meaning of that? It means that, prophecy always have a double fulfillment, amen? So, the things were happening in those local churches, and they are going to repeat, and we are at vantage point at the end of time. As we go through the church history and so on, as the Lord will allow us, you will see all the things happen in these local churches in Asia and so forth, happen throughout the church ages, amen?
Mm-hmm.
So they have double prophecy and so on, so it both what is happening there, and then what happened throughout all the church ages in summary. So, and then the last verse, I'm going to stop here tonight, so we can do some other things before we close. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches, which angels are messengers. Amen. Praise the Lord. In this context. So tonight we're stopping here because we don't want to take too much time. People went to work, and we don't want to just draw the night. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we are so glad that you put us in this generation, Lord. Blessed are our eyes that see what have been seen in this generation, and our ears that hear all these wondrous things. Things which kings and prophets thought that they should hear and wasn't given unto them. Even some of them cried. They were wondering unto who this thing appertains. And the Holy Ghost said unto them, not unto you, but unto a people that will be at the end of time, upon whom the end of the world will come. And we are at that junction of time now, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for so much loving us, not letting this thing to be unto us in parables. You have been speaking to us face to face and mouth to mouth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. As a man speaketh unto his friend, we glorify thy name, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I know how blessed are they that know the joyful sound. Oh, it has been going on for decades now. The joyful sound of the coming of the Lord. How joyful it is, Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. No trash of this life can pin us down now. They can never discourage us. Get up and keep on moving. Lord, Bible says himself, seeing the glory that was set before him, he endured the cross. Our light affliction, no, it's only temporarily. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, they are awaited us, an eternal weight of glory. The Bible says, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the revelation, at his coming. Hold on. So we thank you for all these things tonight, Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Lord, we pray for our children everywhere that they may live soberly at this time of the age closing, to be sober, watching and praying. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you for blessing us tonight, Lord, as we go to the next part of the service. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We worship you, our Lord.
see how much you love us. So we have a prayer request. Let us pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, as we get near to him, prayer request. Where is the word there? But it's not going to be light, amen? Praise the Lord. It's not going to be light and so forth. And you know, we bless you with all this power and so on, so we can hear our prayer. But when it's father and joy, it's a delight. Praise the Lord, Jesus. So, let us make our request with joy. And when that happens, we want to have the father in my name, we give it to you, amen? It's no matter what it might be. So, tonight, we report Wednesday, we will have a question of prayer. So, let's begin. Bring our prayer request.
Thank you. persecution,
for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. When you say, oh God and Lord, when we suffer, oh God, for the name of Christ, we shall rejoice.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for them that there be joy and rejoicing Amen. In their homes in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the Lord will protect them, will shield them, Lord.
Amen.
Grant them victory
Amen.
Over their persecutors in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we bless you, we worship you.
Amen.
And we give you all the glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Lord, they are going out and they are coming in here. Bless you, David. Father, most important in one's life.
Amen.
Father, they believe on you and they believe in keeping, oh Lord, your word in their heart. Lord, continually, Father, they will face the rapture.
Amen.
Every one of us, Lord, that believe. Lord, we meet at your feet. Lord, King of glory, and rejoice forever.
Amen.
As you have promised us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, because you are the one that upholds all things by your right hand. Father God, man, the breath of man, God, that is grateful, Lord God, that is flower, Lord God, that is flourishing by day and yet by evening, casting to the family. Father, we've seen people come and gone. People cry to high powers and yet brought down low. Right from the time of the king, the ancient Babylon, Egypt, and different things that we have seen in the world. Lord, we know that there is no person to be able to that can exalt himself above you.
Yes.
And no matter what proclamation they make, oh God, you still hold total control over. And Father, we thank you because you hold this world together, because you made this earth, oh God. Bible says by the hand of the Lord, the earth was created. Therefore, we speak peace unto the earth this day in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All these G20 nations begin to meet and discuss, Lord, this, all these nations with all their agenda, with all their purposes and plans and intent to God, secrets known and unknown to God. Father, Lord, you, we ask to God that your spirit will fall within the midst to God and cause them to dialogue in a way to bring peace upon the nation in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Lord, we stay the hand of everyone concerning North Korea. Lord, we have heard that they've tested this IBCM that can reach Alaska, the entire state of Alaska of the U.S. And Lord, out of provocation, Lord, we want to even launch such an intercontinental ballistic missile to any part of the world they want. And Lord, whatever their intentions or purposes that go, let it, we know that regime, that evil regime will come to an end one day. Father Lord, in your time, oh God, you will bring it down in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the great resources and minerals and blessings that is in that nation, oh God, will be mined for the good of the people in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The darkness in that land, oh God, will turn, the light will shine in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, that all the way they have spent 25% of the nation's resources on just warfare, Lord. Lord, that will turn around and it will be used for the benefit of the people in that land in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Just like you broke the Berlin Wall in the time past.
Yes.
You broke the Soviet Union.
Amen.
The Republic, the Republic of Korea will be broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the gospel will go in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, every nation with all this problem, living in fear, like people in South Korea and other, even America, where people are living in fear and worrying about Cold War between Russia and, Lord, all these are pointing towards your coming. And Lord, the left continue to sound, Lord, the gospel, the truth all over the world in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, Lord, that the U.S. president, which makes a very significant position in the scheme of things, Lord, part of all this event, to God. We declare your peace, your calmness, to God. Lord, your wisdom upon Donald Trump as president, representing this country and representing the good causes of this world, to God. Lord, that he will come to himself, to God, and will submit himself to the leading of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Not be rushing and hasting decision and saying things to God. But rather, Lord, we know that even the way attitude is to the press in this country has been very negative. Lord, command an end to such a negative behavior in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My revenge is trying to take from what has happened during this campaign day. Lord, let your mercy over reach unto his heart, God. Let it convert him in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every hardness of heart, God, command it to be broken. Because a hardened heart can never receive or hear from the Lord. Lord, we command his heart to be broken, O God, and we have to receive and hear and be guided by your grace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you because you have seen victory in this event. It's going to happen with this chapter. And Lord, the one that is going on in Kona, all the events that are happening concerning international disputes and arguments and everything. Lord, thank you because you have taken care. Because the outcome will be favorable for every nation in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, Lord, we know that we will peace temporary with God when your prophecy begins to fulfill the world. Lord, the children of God will be spared and saved in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for peace in the name of your Jesus.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
everything that was happening. Yeah. And we say, after that, we also keep in thought, this is the new testament in the Lord. As often as we keep this prayer and keep this thought, we do show the Lord's death as we come. So we thank you again for us here to do. and
Chinese, mm-hmm. So, if I can't break it, I'm also a body here.
That's how my mom took God coming around, man. I rather learn how to save energy. And also I have some small solar projects that have kids on my own. Because if you see somebody from a different house, they are cutting profits not less than 5,000 out of your pocket. And then these little things are breaking over and you have to start saying you have a lot of money to repair them again. So you have to be better still with your utility and learn how to reduce your energy usage.
But that friend, can I have that? I like the scriptures. Who is in there?
Shepherd Joseph Nukana, feel like this. What are you doing?
That's okay.
C'est qui là?
Oui,
mon mari
est là.
Je suis là.
Je suis
là. Je suis là. Je suis là. Je
suis
là. Je suis là. Je suis là. Je suis là. Je suis là. Je suis là. Je suis là. Je suis là. Je suis là. Je suis là. Je suis là. Je suis là. Je suis là. Je suis là. Je suis
Kini,
thank you very much for this.
have too much discharge papers. Single discharge papers.
Yeah.
Okay, like what has not my decision now came by appointment.
He just said that he got to meet some people here. I mean, you know, it's that. I just got to meet some people that he's been working with. So,
Join in London, maybe.
Yeah.
You go in the morning and come back.
Mm-hmm.